As Thanksgiving approaches, many people are turning to thoughts of home. One Northeast Texas educational administrator who's going to stay at home right here is Paris Junior College President Pamela Anglin. In late October, she announced that she had accepted a job in Brenham and then, almost exactly 1 month later, announced that she's going to stay at Paris Junior College. KETR spoke with Dr. Anglin and asked her to describe what was going on these past couple of months.
Well, I had made a decision to leave and go to Blinn College as their Vice President of Academic Affairs and work with the Brenham and the Bryan campuses on the academic side. And it was a very hard decision for me to make, and then I struggled with it and continued to work with the things that PJC had going and that we were working towards for the future. And then homecoming came along, and I always enjoy our homecoming parade because we allow every student that wants to participate in the parade to participate, and we always have more people in the parade than we do watching it. And so that was kind of emotional for me. And then as we got into homecoming weekend, and hearing the stories of the difference that PJC has made in lives. And then always at the luncheon, I do a reflection of the year, and I did a reflection of the year in pictures this year. And I've struggled getting through it, and every time I put up a photograph that had students in it, I became very emotional. So that was kind of a time it hit me that I care too much for the people here and the students that we work with that I didn't want to leave.
Anglin says she was able to go to the board of Paris Junior College and get her old contract back. With that decision having been made, Anglin now turns to what's going on this semester at Paris Junior College. One of the biggest stories developing at that institution is an increasing partnership with local high schools to develop vocational training.
Well, as we go through this current academic year, we're working with a lot of the high schools within the area, and eventually, hopefully, we'll be working with all of them to get some career and technical training ready to go for next fall in partnership with the high schools. It would be dual credit, but it would be as a result of House Bill 5. But for those students that want workplace skills by the time they graduate from high school and to be ready to go to work, we'll be working with the high schools to have programs available that are not available at the high school level currently so that students can be trained to go to work by the time they graduate, if that's the career direction they want to take. So that's the big thing that we're working on right now, and it's exciting because it will bring more skilled workers into the work environment than we've been able to produce in the past.